This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. For much of the past month or so, we, by which I mean the world's collective business press, has focused a lot of attention on Cyprus. Population something less than a million, economy something near 1/500th of the Eurozone's gross domestic product. All the while, a far larger problem lies unresolved. More than a month after Election Day, the Eurozone's third largest economy, Italy, has no government. The main political parties are still squabbling over the results. And yet, international investors are unfazed. Italian borrowing costs have barely budged. The euro itself endures, which does oblige one to ask, does it not, whether Italy actually needs a government. From the European desk, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
For more than a year, Italians lived with an unelected technocratic government that imposed austerity measures to bring down the deficit. Now they've voted for a new government, and we have to ask, have they gone completely mad? In the midst of a major economic crisis, a quarter of the electorate voted for this man, the crooning, much indicted and discredited billionaire Silvio Berlusconi, while another 25% voted for a former stand-up comedian. No one tells them like Beppe Grillo, now leader of the Five Star Movement. Italy seems to have voted for a couple of clowns.
They're not clowns. They are political entrepreneurs.
James Walston of the American University in Rome.
They're extremely able politicians who have tapped into a constituency.
The third main party leader, the more serious Pierluigi Bersani, outpolled the other two but didn't get a majority. All three have, in their different ways, tapped into Italy's austerity fatigue. The people are fed up with public spending cuts and tax hikes. Can you blame them? Patrizio Nisirio of the Answer News Agency says those measures aren't working anywhere else.
They are not working in Greece, for sure. They are not working in the other southern European countries that are deep in crisis. So there is a sense there can be an easier way out of this.
But if a government actually came to power in Italy committed to ending austerity, international investors might take fright and pull their money out. Italian borrowing costs could soar. Financial markets have remained calm since the election because the unelected technocrats are still in charge in a caretaker government. Michel Martone is a deputy minister.
It's very important to say to the financial community that the technocratic government is still in place, and we are very committed to respect all the budgetary limits that we had in Europe.
So the deadlock continues and the technocrats stay in power. It's worth asking, does Italy need an elected government? As the elected politicians bicker with each other, has the country stumbled on a brilliant way of venting popular discontent without causing turmoil in the financial markets? Maybe, but this is a democracy, and the voters are not happy. I think the failure to form a government is a complete disgrace, says lawyer Elisabetta Girardi. Every day, as regular as clockwork, the Carabinieri band marches around the presidential palace, a show of discipline in the midst of this electoral turmoil. There could be fresh elections within a month, ending the deadlock and restoring political order. But ironically, that might also intensify the financial crisis. At the European desk, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.